Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
Live from Mr. Biggs's rec room? It's rec room, not den, right?
It's not live, Roger. It's on tape.
But it's we're live to tape. It's another episode of Stick It with Mr. Biggs. Here he is, the expert of all things that stick, adhese, glue,
yeah,
and seal.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Biggs.
That was not the strongest intro we've had, Roger.
I'm trying to be kind of loose, casual, kind of like Conan O'Brien. Have you seen his show?
He is the guy with the whole, don't tell me. I remember. I say the name again.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. 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 He's the guy that has the, what do you call it?
Sidekick.
No, that's not it. You know the thing.
This guy's the talk show host.
No, I wasn't. Or was I? No, that wasn't it. And I thought I knew who he was, but I don't think I do.
He's at the late night TV show. He has guests.
Say the name again. Say the name one more time. But this time, Roger, I'm going to ask that you say it slowly and clearly, because the first time you sped right through it. And that is one of the problems I've got with this introduction thing. You gotta be clear, or else people will not understand what you're saying. Say his name slowly, Roger.
Conan O'Brien.
I don't have any idea who that is. I have not a clue.
He's known for his hair.
Oh, the guy with the pants. That guy. Him.
Yeah, he has those too.
I know him.
He
does good work. I love his salads. He's got that salad bar.
Well,
he's got so many topping choices. Why did you bring him up? I don't understand.
It's time, once again, for another episode of Stick
It. We did this part already, didn't we? I could have sworn we did the introduction already.
I thought we'd start from scratch since we had
We don't have, Roger, these tapes only go 30 minutes per side. If we go over that, the tape is going to run out, and we're going to have podcasters interrupt this. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's good.
My little joke.
It's a good one.
I said podcasters interrupt this.
Well.
Because the tape would run out before we were done recording, and then it would stop before the end, and the people listening wouldn't hear the end of it because there wasn't enough tape, because you went too long. Just do the intro one time.
Hopefully we won't have that tonight. So
yeah, Stick It with Mr. Biggs is a podcast where I tell you how to stick it.
Stick it.
And we ask people to send in their questions about glues and adhesives of all kinds.
Sealants.
If you got a problem, you got something busted and you need to fix it, you just let us know, and I'll take a swing at it. You just go over to askmrbiggs.com, and you got all of our links and all of our things, all the ways to contact the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
Is your mom still make that ambrosia salad, Roger?
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's some sort of church function sometimes as a special summertime treat, it's a good cool refrigerator-based salad. Really
I couldn't help but notice that you mentioned two occasions where she makes it, and you did not mention upon the request of Mr. Biggs. So I would like to ask you to please put in a request on my behalf and tell her that I would certainly appreciate it. I mean, I'll return the Tupperware when I'm done.
Yeah. She tends to just want to make that during the summer months, but I'm sure she'll make an exception for you.
We'll see that she does, because I got a hankering. You know what else I got a hankering for, Roger?
Breaking
this
news?
This is where you... No, don't say break. Roger,
breaking
you ruined
news.
It. When I say, you know what else I got a hankering for, you say, what? And then I'm going to say the breaking news.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's do this again.
Okay.
You know what else I got a hankering for?
What's
that? The breaking news! Breaking news on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Yeah.
We find a story in the news where something got all busted up, and I tell you how to fix it or repair it using glues and or adhesives. Dateline, Queen's Park in downtown Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The story reads as follows. A small oblong tear mars the Fathers of Confederation painting depicting the Quebec Conference of 1864. The massive century-old oil painting was hanging over the grand staircase at Queen's Park when it was ripped.
Oh.
As a work crew tearing down scaffolding from a paint job. Oh, geez, these guys.
Ooh, wow.
Tearing down scaffolding from a paint job banged a sharp edge into the canvas. Mm. Roger, how many times have I told you paint scaffoldings and artwork do not mix?
It sounds a bit dicey.
It's got sharp edges and it's dirty from previous jobs. And I will add, and I step very carefully here, because several of these guys are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say it anyway. I'm not going to be popular, but I'm going to say it. A lot of the guys in the manual labor painting service industry are not geniuses.
Yeah.
I said it. Throwing it out there.
Well,
and when
not-
you put that together with sharp edges on a scaffolding and fine art, mistakes will happen.
I don't know anybody in that industry. I mean, I don't know. I know they all wear white pants.
These goons that were trying to paint up the place were tearing down the scaffolding, and a sharp edge tore the canvas of the Fathers of Confederation painting. And it says here in the story that the oblong tear is just off the toe of Whelan's boot in the lower corner of the 6x3.5 metri painting.
I guess.
Metri. What is a metri? What is that?
It's a meter. It's a meter.
Oh, they spelled it wrong in the news story, Roger.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got a misspelling.
It's, and, you know, on top of that, it's a unit of measurement in Canada. And
a metri?
Meter. Meter. I think it's a Canadian spelling of meter. And just for anyone wondering, a meter is pretty much the same as a yard.
Roger, you're trying to tell me that in Canada they spell meter wrong? That's what you're saying?
Well,
listen to yourself. That's ridiculous.
I think.
No, wait. I understand what you're saying. They don't use feet like we do here in America. They use meters.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the news story misspelled the word meter, and they spelled it metri. I understand they don't use feet, Roger. That part I get.
Right.
I'm just saying they spelled meter wrong in the story. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying is different countries that use the metric system,
yeah,
I think maybe spell meter two different ways.
I know. Sure.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato kind of thing.
Alicia Couts of Toronto Art Restoration Incorporated could not estimate how much the project to repair it would cost. Art conservation is expensive. It has to be perfect and it has to last forever, she said. Well, I'm going to disagree with Alicia. Roger, how do you say this name right here?
Alicia.
That's Alicia.
Alicia.
Her name is Alicia Couts.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with Alicia Counts on one point. I agree with her that the repair job has to last forever.
Okay.
But when she says it has to be expensive and it's got to be perfect, I disagree wholeheartedly. Because here on Stick It...
Stick It.
We're going to tell you how to fix it forever, but it's not going to be overly expensive like one of them fancy art repair fellas.
Right, right, sure. Well, this will be interesting. I'm excited to hear how this is going to go because, you know, those people in the art world are very particular about how things get.
They're hoity-toity and they're unnecessarily snooty about the materials, but the painting is on canvas. Now, canvas is not an exotic material. Anybody who's ever gone camping will tell you a lot of tents are made out of canvas.
Yeah.
If you've got an old tent that you can use, what you want to do is just cut out a circle that's a little bit bigger than the tear in the hole that's in the Fathers of Confederation painting.
Right, right.
Now, if you don't have an old tent, maybe you got an old pair of blue dungaree pants that you're not wearing anymore.
Right, right. A little too small. Kind of waist has expanded.
Maybe the legs have started to fray a little bit. Take a pocket section of your dungarees, cut out a little patch, a little bit bigger than the hole in the Fathers of Confederation painting.
The sever, the mar, as they say, the mar.
Hold the patch up to the hole and make sure that it goes well around the torn area. Now, I want you to take some waxed thread, Alicia, and a canvas awl, and I want you to puncture some holes around the perimeter of the patch area using the waxed thread to sew the patch in place.
You mean sew it into the back of the canvas? Is that what you're saying?
If it's easier to get to the back, do it on the back. Or if it's easier to get to it on the front, you could do it there too. Because you're putting the wax thread through the canvas. It doesn't matter which side you put it on, Roger.
Right, right. Okay. All right.
Now, we don't want any of that patch to fray on the ends. This repair has got to last forever. So I want you to pick up a jar of Bish and shake it up real nice. And you're going to apply that to the edge of your denim patch or your canvas patch. You're looking for Bish's Tear Mender Instant Fabric Adhesive. A lot of fabric stores will have that as well. It's good for making your own patches. You can apply that to the back of a piece of fabric, stick it on another piece of fabric. Not only will it hold it there, but it's going to keep the ends from fraying. It'll hold the weave together, which is exactly what we're looking for here.
That's a nice touch because that's good.
Put that around your blue jeans patch and maybe put a little bit underneath. Make sure that it's going to stick real good to that old, old canvas. And then apply some pressure. Maybe clamp it together with a couple of magazines, putting weight on it and let it sit till it dries. And then after that, it's up to you. Do you leave the torn-out portion blank? Or if you want to fill it in where the torn portion of the painting is, just take a picture of it over to Lowe's and have them paint match the area around the boot. Color match some boot brown. And then you just use a cotton swab to dab some of that into the denim patch area.
Well, I think
20, 30 feet away, you're not going to be able to tell any difference. And if there's any waxed thread hanging down from where you sewed the blue jeans patch on, just go ahead and trim that off with a pair of scissors, and then you're done. And that's how you stick it.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs. I got one question before we move on. I don't know if you took this into consideration or maybe you just missed it in the news story. It says the painting is almost like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Right, right. I mean, is this whole process going to have to be treated differently because the canvas is really old, or is that not going to matter?
Well, that's probably one of the reasons it ripped, because it's so damn old. They didn't make canvases well back in them old-timey days.
Right,
they make it a lot better now.
Right.
In fact, any of your mass-produced dungaree jeans are going to be a superior quality to that old canvas. So I'm guessing that our little patch that we've fashioned out of the blue jeans and the wax thread is probably going to outlive this old painting.
Okay, well, that's a good trick.
This
that's
has been breaking news.
I think you might want to talk to Alicia Coots of the Toronto Art Restoration Company before you take on that project.
Maybe you misunderstood. I'm not going to do this myself. My job on this podcast is not to do the thing for them. My job is to tell them how to stick it.
Stick it.
And so that's your recommendation for Alicia Coots, is to get some bishes and take care of that.
Yeah, bish it up. Bish it up real good.
BigsCast@gmail.com. It's BigsCast.
Yeah.
BigsCast@gmail.com. Send your questions, your queries to that address, and we'll take a look at them, and the best questions we'll use on the air. Seems pretty simple, yeah? And here it is. It's... Wait, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Here we go. It's time for another email.
What are you doing?
Wait. It's time for another email to stick it with Mr. Biggs.
What? Are you getting a call? What is happening right now?
No, I got a little confused. I didn't know which one we're going to use, so I was flipping through a couple, and then I got a little distracted. But I'm set now. I'm good to go. I got an email ready to go, and here it is. And so,
just do me a favor, Roger. Leave your telephone off during the show. Just leave it off, and then we won't be interrupted by these strange sounds and noises.
Okay. I'll just set it on no sound.
Yeah.
Okay. That one's no sound and vibrate.
No. Don't put it on vibrate, Roger, because vibrate is not no sound. Vibrate makes a sound.
Okay, no sound, this little line through the bell. All right, here we go. This is from Matthew in Austin, Texas.
Hi, Matthew. What's your question?
He sends an email that says, "Dear Mr. Biggs, every now and again I break something and I need to stick it."
Stick it.
Yeah, good one.
He's listened to the show before. Often I use a cyanocrylate adhesive or super glue. The problem is I never need to use anything close to a full tube of glue. Usually I only use a droplet. So I put the cap on the rest of the glue and put it away somewhere safe.
Yeah, okay.
However, the next time I need super glue, it always seems like the entire tube of glue has gone solid. So is there anything I can do to keep cyanocrylate adhesive from going solid in the tube?
Cyanoacrylate, Roger. Roger, here's a tip. Just call it CA. People will know what you mean.
Will they?
Yeah.
I would not know what that is. If I said CA glue, they would know, or just CA?
You can call it CA glue. You can call it super glue. You can call it cyanoacrylate. That's a name a lot of people use. Call it cyanoacrylate. That leaves no room for interpretation.
Cyanoacrylate adhesive from going solid in the tube when it's not in use. Thank you, Matthew in Austin, Texas.
All right, so Matthew's got a tube of super glue that's going hard on him.
Yeah, he's got a super glue issue.
Super glue. Does it actually dry? Drying meaning water is leaving the glue.
Mm.
Super glue is different because it doesn't actually dry. It polymerizes. It has a crystalline structure at the molecular level that starts in the presence of moisture.
Sure.
So if Matthew in Texas has got a little bottle of super glue that's going hard when he's not using it, that means somehow, I don't know how, is it happening? Moisture is getting into his little tube of glue. So there's a couple of reasons for that, Matthew. You're not putting the cap back on the super glue. That's the reason they come with caps.
Well,
close the bottle of super glue when you're done using it, Matthew, and that'll solve your problem those humid Austin summers. Every time you open up that little bottle and you squeeze it out and then you release it, you're sucking back in humid air from the room around you. That humidity in the air is all that the super glue needs to start the polymerization process. And now you set the bottle down, and you're going to have a little hard bottle the next time you need to stick it.
Stick it.
So first suggestion is close up that bottle.
Immediately upon applying the droplet, get the lid right back on.
The other thing you may want to consider, Matthew, is not buying such a big bottle of super glue. I mean, because if you're only using a little droplet at a time, you don't need very much. So just go to the dollar store and get the tiny little tubes of super glue.
Cyanoacrylate.
And that way you're not wasting so much every time you leave the cap off. Did I mention to put the cap back on? Roger?
Yep, you covered that. You covered the humid summers. I guess those little water droplets get right in there.
I would recommend going to a hobby store and buying the thin variety. It's going to cost you a little bit more, but the tube is going to be much bigger. And because it's thin, it's going to last a lot longer because it's further away from the polymerization state. So get some thin CA glue from the hobby store.
But still, at the same time, don't get the cap back on when you're done with your gluing.
Did I forget to mention to put the cap back on?
For the hobby store glue, yeah.
Yeah, put the cap back on when you're done using the glue. I should have mentioned that first. That should have been the first thing I said. Damn, I was going to mention that. Thanks, Roger. I appreciate
just
that.
Just trying to make sure that we're covering all the bases here.
Now, if you've got a bottle at home already and you want to try to keep it liquid, you can try keeping it in the freezer because, believe it or not, the air in the freezer is actually quite dry. And as we mentioned, humidity is what's going to pop the polymerization process and cause your tube of super glue to go hard on you. So put it in the freezer with the cap on. Did I mention to put the cap on, Roger?
Pretty much unless you're applying glue, you want the cap on.
Yeah, put the cap on, and you can put it in the freezer until you need it. And then that's a relatively dry environment. If you're concerned that it's still going to leak and you tried putting the cap on, which was the first thing you should do, you could try sealing it inside a sandwich bag with a silicate desiccant packet.
Whoa.
You know, one of those little things that come with your new shoes that say, do not eat?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, that will remove moisture from the air. Put that in a sandwich bag and then throw your super glue in with that. Seal it up. No moisture. You got viscous super glue. And lastly, I would recommend if you got one of them home food vacuum sealers. Put it in there and suck all the air out. That way there's no humidity left.
You got a nice, neatly sealed up tube of glue that you can tear open next time you need glue.
Then you tear open that bag and you use the glue, and then you put the cap back on, put it back in a fresh bag, and seal it up again. And you've made a very easy 17-step process for using cyanoacrylate glue. Thanks for the question there, Matthew, and get on out there and stick it.
Stick it.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fantastic question from Matthew in Austin. It did raise a question in my mind as I was listening to your answer, your very informative, helpful answer. And that you mentioned in the answer that someone could get some super glue at a dollar store.
Yeah.
Now, if I saw super glue at a dollar store, I would think, oh, there's no way that cyanoacrylate glue could be any good. Because it's at a dollar store, and I mean, what are the chances that it's really gonna stick like real super glue? But you're Are you saying that's not the case?
Yeah, it is not the case. Now, there is a downside to getting your
glue. It's not the case. It is not the case that it can or cannot stick like super glue.
It can stick like super glue because it is super glue, Roger. Cyanoacrylate is cyanoacrylate. It's a chemical. It doesn't change from product to product. They just rebrand it, but it's the same stuff. There is a downside, however, to buying it at the dollar store. Would you like to hear what the downside is?
You mean other than having to deal with all of the different products strewn all over the floor?
The stains.
Toys and their busted.
Yeah.
Plant potters.
Scratchy speaker announcements. Sketchy characters hanging out in aisles that you would not expect them to be in.
Lots of bags of anonymous candies.
Yeah, there's one other downside to buying your super glue at the dollar store, and that is this. Because they want to make it as cheap as possible, they will sell a foil tube about the size of your pinky. And that foil tube will be, it'll look nice and fat. And looks like plenty of super glue for my needs. I'm going to buy that because the price is so good. It's $1 for 7 bottles of little finger-sized super glue. I'm telling you, when you get that home and you crack open one of those little foil bottles, it's probably going to have about 9 or 10 drops of CA glue in each bottle. They do short you on the amount in the bottle, but for the standard household that only needs a little bit of glue at a time, it's probably more than enough for a project. So, yeah, it's okay to use it, but just don't expect that little tube to be full. It's going to be the same super glue that you get in the big box store with the big brand name. And, you won't have as much, but you got enough for your project. And that is what is important. Although I do keep a large supply of CA glue on hand at all times. I've got a Rubbermaid carry-all that I keep all my different variations of CA glue in. I got thick, I got thin, I've got the gel.
You should probably get a picture of that and put it up on the face page.
I don't think I have a camera on my phone. I've tried finding it, but I cannot figure out for the life of me.
Can I see your phone real quick?
No, you may not.
Because usually,
and I would thank you not to ask again because the answer is no.
Well, I'm just saying on the front page there's like a little
stick it,
little icon of a camera, and it says camera.
I see where you're going with this, Roger, and that is adorable. It's just a picture of a camera, Roger. It's not a real camera. It's an icon of a camera. It's not a real camera.
Right.
It's just on the screen. You thought it was a real camera.
I can see it.
That is cute.
I can see it from here. Can I just reach over?
You can't take a picture with a picture, Roger. It doesn't work that way.
Here, let me just read.
No! No phones during the show.
Stick it.
Hey, listen, we couldn't do Stick It with Mr. Biggs unless some of you people supported us on Patreon. People like Jeremy Henry, Matt Lee Keystaps, and also Math and Anderson. Thank you. If you want to support us, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
Is the tape still going?
We're just about out of tape.
Okay, we better
wrap it up.
We better shut it down then for it's another
episode. Tell people where to go. Tell them.
All right, you can find us at askmrbiggs.com. You get all the information about the Facebook page, the Twitter email address. All that stuff is there, and you can find out.
Yeah, send us a question about glues and adhesives.
Stick it.
If you tilt the phone to me, I can just show you.
This one?
Yeah, see? Right there. The camera?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That is a picture of a camera, Roger.
Can you just press it? Here, let me press it. Can I reach? No? Okay. I won't.
You gotta have boundaries. And this is Mo.